Morning, y'all. My name is Miles Clark. I'm running through the morning brief for today. Happy Friday. Always nice to be able to say that one. In terms of our performance, split day across the board there, the S&P 500 in the bottom half of our kind of daily performers, NASDAQ Composite Emerging Markets, and Russell 1000 there towards the bottom of the pack, crude oil, developed markets, and gold are top performers, as well as the equal weighted index. So a bit of dispersion between our average and cap weighted or equal weighted and cap weighted S&P 500 representatives. Next, crude oil. Mentioned that one as one of the bigger winners for the last 24 hours. Crude oil returning to a positive trend for the first time since earlier in 2025. Now, I will note, if you look back at the last couple of years, we've seen lots of failed breakouts here. Lots of instances where we break into a positive trend and ultimately fall right out of bed. So I certainly, say this is a positive, but just I would say hold your horses when it comes to, kind of picking up larger, broader allocation to the energy space here. Remember to stay focused when you're picking your stocks here and focus on the TA score. Next news this morning, or at least developments this morning that haven't appeared on the chart yet. We take a look at silver, which is continuing to bounce around. It's off around 15% at the time of this recording. Was doing some research before. Was trying to figure out exactly why. Largely seemed like the catalyst was profit taking and just continued volatility in the space. Regardless, at the time of this recording, SLV is trading around pre-market around 89 to 87 or so. So pulling back, obviously if that holds, we'll return to a sell signal and pull back towards just above the top of the trading band. We'll still be heavily overbought, believe it or not, but you're pulling back to this range of old resistance in the mid to upper 80s. So we'll have to see where the dust settles, and in terms of kind of where that battleground for buyers and sellers is going to be, if it's going to be in the upper 80s, or if we can kind of creep back up towards that 100 mark there for SLV. Next, other chart updates. The Russell 2000 continued down lower in its respective column of O's, adding in two additional O's there to a chart reading of 2620. Now, small caps in general have done pretty well in 2026, up around 7%, even with the decline. We're pulling back to this range of old resistance just around the middle of the trading band. So, point being, I still think this is a pretty constructive pullback here. If we do see continued downside participation, I could see us getting down to around that 2,500 mark there on our default chart. The Dow Jones continuing lower on its respective default chart as well, on the verge of posting a second consecutive sell signal for the first time since earlier in 2025 during that tariff tantrum. Now, the elephant in the room, if we did post that sell signal, would be the emerging resistance up around that 49,600 mark. Really just cannot crack 50,000 there for the Dow. And obviously, that would be a bad sign in the near to intermediate term as that layer of resistance stiffens up above there for the Dow. Next, just a couple of individual stocks. We talked about Meta on Wednesday before their earnings. We talked about a possible price target on a possible positive reaction, bringing it up towards the top of the trading band and kind of this the shoulders of this head and shoulders pattern. That's pretty much exactly what we got here. Completing that shakeout pattern on our default chart with that triple top buy signal around 680. So obviously from here, we're going to want to get back up to the 2025 highs. But we are heavily overbought, and this point around 750 has been a point of resistance, at least earlier in 2025. So if you've got holdings, just continue to hold on to them. If you don't have holdings, I would probably wait for a bit of normalization, maybe a reversal back down into those, just for a bit of a better price for you. Next, URI, United Rentals there, they fell around 13% on poor reaction to their earnings yesterday, returning to a sell signal on their default chart. They're now off around 2.75% for the year so far, and coming back down to test their bullish support line on their default chart. So they're still technically acceptable if you've got positions, but this is certainly a stock that has shown some relative weakness. So if we did have to err on the side of caution, I'd say let's not add to positions here. Next, another name I think is worth looking at, Charles River Lab, CRL, is a 3 for 5er. So again, another technically acceptable name, but this one looks better than URI. We got the cell signal on a shakeout that brings us down to some old resistance around the middle of the trading band back in 2025. I'd expect buyers to step in here. So if we get a reversal back up into X's around 224, I think that'd be our action point for Charles River as a kind of focus position. We'll wrap up with Fun Friday, where I talk you through different parts of the platform, help you make best use of the overall service. Talking to a client about this yesterday, take a look at the technical indicator report, which you can get to via allocation and then technical indicator report. Let's just say that you want to look at all of the sectors that we have, the 41 different sectors, and you want to look at all of the BP charts or the TW charts, for instance. All you have to do is click BP and then hit go, and it'll show you here. So you don't have to scroll and look at each one of those here. If you just want to focus on those areas that have lowest BP levels, you can click on, see software, gaming, healthcare, so on and so forth. We'll show you those. So point being, that can help you save some time when you're looking at sectors with high or low participation. Perfect. That'll do it for me here. I hope everyone has a wonderful and safe weekend, and we will be back again on Monday to touch on any updates.